I got to stay disciplined to do it, even though my motivation wasn't there to do it. If I would have just got my ass up, shut my little bitch voice off, right? I've talked about that before, your little bitch voice, always trying to come in there and steer you in wrong directions. Oh, I'll take the easy way. I'll take the, you know, don't do that. You don't have to do. You can sleep in. You can whatever. You can be average. That's fine. Go ahead. And welcome to another episode of Reno's Rants on the Roughnecks podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about a pretty cliche thing. I know for a fact you've heard this before. And if you actually take it serious, if you look at what this actually means and you do it, it's going to work. It's going to work. And it's simply discipline outweighs motivation. Oh, my God. Here we go again. Talking about discipline, talking about consistency. But my God, can you like give it a try? Just give it a try. Stick to something, even if you are not necessarily in that moment super motivated about it. Because if your discipline is high and you consistently do it and you consistently do it, you are going to see results. Even if the motivation isn't there, you're still going to see it because you went and you did it. And then all of a sudden, if the motivation is high and the discipline is there and has been there, look out. You're going to be a freaking animal. You're going to be a freaking beast. But always remember to stay with it. And you'll have those mornings. Man, I just had one last week. Yeah, I was laying in bed. I got to get up. My alarm's going off. I'm looking over my snooze button. Well, on my phone, kind of. And I want to do it. I'm going to hit snooze. Yep, I did it. Then by the third snooze, I'm like, screw it. I'm just turning my alarm off and I'm sleeping in. And damn it, that night, then throughout the day, I'm so mad at myself. I'm like, God, if I just would have done it, I wouldn't be feeling this anymore. Like, I got to stay disciplined to do it, even though my motivation wasn't there to do it. If I would have just got my ass up, shut my little bitch voice off, right? I've talked about that before, your little bitch voice, always trying to come in there and steer you in wrong directions. Oh, I'll take the easy way. I'll take the, you know, don't do that. You don't have to do. You can sleep in. You can whatever. You can be average. That's fine. Go ahead. Like, if I would have just knocked that out, I wouldn't have been so upset. And now at this point, because I didn't do that, I'm behind. Now I'm behind. Now guess what? My stress levels just increased. My anxiety levels just increased because I just didn't freaking get up. You know, then not just working out. You can take this in multiple different ways. So your project at work, or, you know, you're trying to fix something on the house, or, you know, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Even if you're not that excited about it, maybe in that moment, if you're not that motivated, you gotta still do it. It's better than doing nothing. I like to say, don't let the future you hate you. Don't let the future you look back and say, man, like, why didn't you do this? You should have done this. And maybe the current you is saying that right now. Like, if I just would have done this last week, if I would have just done this yesterday, if I would have just done this 5 years ago, I'd be in a much better place. You know, it's a very, very hard thing to do. Like, let's put that out there as well. It's a hard thing to do, to kind of like flip that switch and really lock in. Because usually when you go to make a big decision and you say, hey, I'm going to do this thing no matter what, in that moment, you are so fired up about it. You are ready to go. You're locked in. Your motivation is through the roof. Your discipline is narrowed down. You're laser focused, right? And then as time progresses, motivation starts dipping a little bit. You're not as excited as you were. That's where you got to latch on to the discipline side. You've got to latch on to it and keep telling yourself to do it. Go after it. I'm doing this for a reason. Remember that feeling you had when you first said that, when you were highly motivated. Think about that. Hold on to it. Keep it in your back pocket and bring it out when you need to. And just like I said on a couple rants ago, fake it till you make it. Motivation is one of the best things you could do to fake, because it works by increasing that motivation, even if you're just so full of shit and you know that you're not motivated about this, but you're telling yourself, I'm going to do it. I'm excited about this. It's going to help it. It'll naturally start changing that unmotivated to excitement, and that nervousness into excitement. And it's going to help out a ton. Stick to the discipline. Stick to the discipline when and shut that voice out when that motivation starts to get low. Shut that out. All right. That is going to be the end of my rant. Nice and quick. Cliche thing. You know, discipline outweighs motivation. Whatever you can do to keep that motivation high, keep it there. And do it. And go after it. Give it a shot. It's getting summertime now. We can do a lot more things during the summer, especially here in Ohio. It's not so nasty and cold and windy and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure it will be next week. But that's it. Make sure to go to roughneckspodcast.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Volleyball tournament information is coming out very soon. And while you're on the website, always go and help support the podcast by buying some merch. All right. I will talk to you guys next time.